From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. We've got a great show for you today. Actor Elliot Gould will be joining us later to play our Not My Job game. But first, this week, columnist Maureen Dowd endorsed our very own Senator Barack Obama for president. Why? Because he got up at the Gridiron Club dinner, that annual roast of prominent politicians in Washington, and the man just killed, slayed him. Dynamite material, perfect delivery. Now, first, Barack, don't be showing us up like that, okay? Second, if politicians start getting judged on their ability to be funny, then will we on this show have to start crafting policy? Trust us, you don't want that. So politicians, remember, when it comes to jokes, don't tell. Just be. Please.
We don't come to where they work and slap the bribes out of their hands.
Exactly. Let's get started. As always, the number to call to play our games is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant this week. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Karen Carpenter from Salisbury, North Carolina.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're okay. I think I speak for all of us. How are things in Salisbury?
It's Salisbury. Thank you very much. They're
okay.
Very well here. It's nice. Beautiful day.
Things are a little precise.
I'd say.
A little unforgiving, I would go so far as to say. But all right. That's fine. Karen, hello, and let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer, performer, and author of the forthcoming novel, Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Next, say hello to writer and journalist Sue Ellicott.
Hello.
Hello, Karen.
And lastly, say hello to comedian Paula Poundstone.
Paula.
Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to start today's show with a round of Carl Castle's Countdown. That's the dance craze that's sweeping the nation.
I can hardly wait.
Neither can we. Because we just got to move. Now, in this game, of course, Carl plays three songs inspired by stories in the week's news. Your job, listen to the song, tell us what story inspired it. Do it two times out of three, you will win our prize. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Carl, what's up first?
Well, Peter, here's a song that describes the reaction when a Democratic senator made a stand this week. It's the 1966 hit from Simon and Garfunkel.
So who heard those sounds of silence as he introduced a resolution to censure President Bush?
Couldn't possibly be Russ Feingold, could it?
It could be, and it was, of course, yes.
Mr. Feingold, you're trying to seduce me.
The Democratic senator from Wisconsin went down to the Senate floor to introduce a resolution censuring President Bush for what Feingold called his illegal wiretapping of American citizens. And all of his Democrat colleagues ran away so fast that, as per Einstein's theory of relativity, they ceased to age. When the smoke cleared, the only thing behind Feingold was a Ted Kennedy-shaped hole in the wall. Dana Milbank of the Washington Post watched this full-bore retreat. The highlight in his account was when Hillary Clinton, her exit from the press room blocked by a food cart, actually tried to hide behind the 4-foot, 11-inch tall senator from Maryland, Barbara Mikulski. What was interesting was, and I had no idea that this was the case, the last president to be censured was Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, he had it coming, though, right?
Yeah, I know.
I'd vote to censure him right now.
As a matter of fact, that was the, I believe, the Democratic compromise, that they weren't willing so far to go along with this thing about President Bush, but they were willing to come down very harshly on President Jackson.
No, wait a minute.
And they say they have no agenda.
Yeah.
Isn't Jackson on the $10 bill?
I believe he is.
All right. Well, a lot of people don't want to see Bush on the $10 bill.
Oh, $20 bill. $20.
Is it the 20?
Yeah.
Oh.
That explains a lot about your household finances, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sure does.
Let's move on. Carl, what do you have next?
It's a cheerful chorus from the Von Trapp family for a figure who left the world stage this week.
So long, farewell, our leaders saying adieu.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you.
This week we said adieu, adieu, adieu. Not a particularly sad adieu either. To a man who died in his prison cell, who?
I can't believe you're going to make me pronounce this, but it's Slobodan Milosevic.
Oh, the pronunciation.
Yes, that's right.
Southerners don't have an easy time with that name.
I guess not.
When it rolls off the northern tongue.
There are sort of millions of people in that part of the world who don't have an easy time with that name.
No, you did it was excellent, the way you said it.
That was great. Slobodan Milosevic, exactly, the man who taught his fellow Serbs to loathe their fellow man, escaped justice this week by dying in his cell only 4.5 short years after the start of his trial, which is sort of a lesson for future international war crimes tribunals. If you want to actually, you know, get around to sentencing someone, try to bring the trials in at something under the average human lifespan. So what do you have to send our listener home dancing?
Well, it turns out that a man named Claude Allen may share my enthusiasm for this classic lament from Ray Charles.
My bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted.
So Claude Allen was busted for a bizarre scheme in which he ripped off Target and other stores by faking merchandise returns. And that was an embarrassment to the guy he used to work for. Who?
As if it could get any worse for him, but it was President Bush.
It was President Bush. It's the weirdest White House crack-up since Richard Nixon. Claude Allen was President Bush's domestic policy advisor until he resigned about a month ago to, that's right, spend more time with his family.
Right.
Or
spend more time with lawyers.
It may turn out to be because he'd been arrested for scamming thousands of dollars from Washington area stores by essentially taking merchandise without paying for it. Some say Mr. Allen just cracked under the pressure of work in the West Wing. Others say he's just applying the president's economic policies to the private sector.
Look, somebody's got to come up with some way to reduce the deficit.
Exactly. So, Carl, how did Karen do in our quiz?
Karen did very well, Peter. 3 correct answers. Karen, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Wow.
Very well done, Karen.
Thank you.